This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Today, Josh is on the phone for a first date follow-up, and he's not getting a call back from a woman named Elena. And I guess they talked a bunch online before they met up, so he feels like he's known her forever.
Oh.
He said that in his email. What's up, Josh? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So how long have you actually known Elena?
It's been almost a week. We were, like you said, chatting for a while on the app. I thought it was going really well. We've had a couple dates in person already, which I thought went really well. We went out to dinner the first time.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't do this for you. It's a first date follow-up. And if you've been on a couple, sorry.
This is like a third date follow-up. Yeah. It's not or a second date follow-up.
Yeah.
No, because if he's gone on two, then it'd be a third date follow-up.
Third date follow-up. So, yeah, we don't do third dates, only first dates.
First,
yeah,
matters.
You gotta read the fine print.
Sorry, Josh. I guess we're not gonna be able to do your first date follow up today.
Good luck.
Two is not a winner, and all three, right. One, no one remembers.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry. I just I figured if you weren't hearing from your person, that was the criteria.
Okay. We're kidding. We're joking.
Yeah, we're joking. We can still do it.
All right.
Okay, cool. So it's been a week since you heard from her. You talked a bunch. And how many times have you reached out to her in that week?
I think I left it at three.
Oh, that's a decent amount.
That's not bad. But if she's not responding at all, then there's something wrong.
Yeah. Tell us what happened. What do you think went wrong?
Well, first you went to dinner, right? You were saying on the first date?
Yeah. First date was dinner. It was great. I felt like the conversation was really easy and we both felt comfortable staying there for an extra drink after the meal. And then the second time she came over to my place. We watched a couple movies.
All right.
Look at you guys.
And I thought it was, I thought it was great. I didn't get really any signs that Elena might be not into it.
Mm. You guys do any kissing
or adult activities?
Hugging?
Netflix and chilling, guys.
No, but we were sitting pretty close to each other on the couch. I had some arm-to-arm contact, yeah.
If I was talking to someone for a long time, and then finally went out with them, even on a second date, I'd still probably be really nervous if I liked them a lot. And your email said it feels like you've known her forever. So you're obviously really into her. I could see how you'd be nervous.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that maybe it's something that happened on the second date at your house, which is why she's not calling you back. So was there anything that you can think of during the night that happened that maybe turned her off?
I mean, I am wondering if even though she accepted the invite to come over, if that in itself was too much and she realized afterwards, why was I hanging out at this guy's house like I'm a regular there? But no, I mean, we enjoyed the evening. I think maybe that might have been it, that it was too much too soon in hindsight.
Like moving too fast, you think?
Yeah.
But you guys didn't do anything.
Yeah, you said you were like sitting close to each other.
No, but she was like in my pantry and stuff.
I was like in your pants.
That's funny.
Pantry. Okay. Pantry. I was like, it's going somewhere else.
It was
like, all
really
right, now
casual. It was like my house is your house kind of thing. And I just wonder if that that casualness felt weird realizing that it was the second date.
Has she, is she recently single?
Yeah, actually, okay.
That might make sense then. If she was chilling at your house and feeling so comfortable that she can go through your pantry and is, you know, it might just feel too comfortable and remind her of being in a relationship again. She might not want to be in a relationship like that. So maybe she got scared. I don't know.
Possibly. I'm surprised I didn't get any of that in person, any of those signs.
I feel like it's something else.
I'm trying to speculate. Is that the only thing you can think of?
The chat slowed down a bit since we started seeing each other in person, which kind of makes sense, right? There was a lot of that beforehand and not as much.
I wouldn't think that would be normal. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we just talked about a lot in person, so I don't know. Maybe that's why.
I don't know, because I feel like if the chat slowed down too, I think if you guys were getting more into each other, there would be more texting. But well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if we can figure out why she's ghosting you, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Chase.
We'll get your first date follow-up next. You're just joining us for today's first date follow-up. Josh is on the phone, and Josh sent us an email because he's not getting a call back from a woman named Elena. And he feels like he's known her forever. Mm-hmm. Oh. Except now she's a stranger for a week. She hasn't responded to him in a week since their last date. They talked a bunch, I guess, on an app when they met. And then they've had two dates. The last date was at his place. They watched some movies, hung out. No official Netflix and chill.
She went into the pantry, though.
Yeah, she went into his pantry.
Well, I'm sure she was hungry.
Yeah, they ate. They sat next to each other. No hot, steamy action. But the only reason that Josh can think of that she's ghosting him is because he thinks that maybe she felt a little too comfortable at his place and that was awkward for her. And that doesn't sound like a really good reason. So we don't think that's right. So we're going to call her right now and see if we can figure it out. All right, Josh, you ready to go?
I cannot wait for Atlanta to go on a third date with me.
Woo! All right.
There we go.
All right. Here we go. I'm a dollar number right now.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Elena?
Yeah, this is Elena.
Elena, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex Fresh.
Mine's English Evan.
And the Jubal Show is a radio show you may or may not have heard of.
Have you heard?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know who this is.
No. Okay. Boo. That's fine. Well, we know who you are.
Why are you calling?
We're calling because we do a segment on our show called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you ghost them, they can email us to get you on the phone to try to figure out what happened. And we got an email about you from someone who listens to the show.
Okay.
Would you have any idea who we're talking about?
Yeah, is it a guy named Josh?
Is Josh the only guy that you're currently ghosting?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Congratulations.
It is Josh.
You're correct. Josh emailed us and he wants to know why you won't call or text him back.
Okay. Did he tell you about the date?
Yeah, he told us that you guys went to dinner on your first date and for your second date that you went to his house.
He told us that they were very good dates.
He liked you a lot.
I mean, there's nothing dramatic there. It's not like the dates are fine.
Let me tell you what he thought and then you can say if he's right or wrong, okay? Because we talked to him. He did. He said he really liked you a lot. And he sounds kind of bummed out that you have stopped talking to him out of the blue. And he thinks the reason is because when you were at his house watching movies, you were very comfortable there.
Was he correct?
No, actually. It was just kind of, I didn't mean to ghost him for any reason. It's just, so we've gone on two dates. And it's just really hard to get a hold of him. So even though it's two dates and talking on the app before, it was pulling teeth.
Oh my God.
He was busy or what, but it was like...
So if you text him, does it take him just a long time to respond?
Yeah, or even to make and confirm plans. It's want to see each other, great, let's... make plans ahead and do that. But
yeah.
So do you feel like he's making excuses to not make plans with you?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with him.
It sounds like he has a girlfriend to me.
Which is exactly what I thought. So I was kind of like, you know what? I'm not invested enough yet in this.
Yeah. You don't want to be anyone's side piece.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I felt like, you know, like if you want to see me, then at least make an effort as well. Mm. And so I felt like it was almost, it wasn't that he wasn't uninterested, but like wasn't making an effort to like make more plans with me. So I kind of just called it.
And you know what's funny, Elena, is that when you pulled back and obviously you ghosted him, then he emailed us. So he was like, you know, he wanted what he couldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like on our, you know, the second date, I was at his house. We were watching a movie and he didn't even like try and kiss me or, you know, like pull a move. So I don't even know if he's into me that way at all yet. Okay.
I do think he's into you because he emailed us to try to get you on the phone and find out why you're not getting back to him. Thank you for telling us.
We should ask him if that is the reason.
Yeah. You think so?
I think we should. Okay. Elena, should we? Do you think we should ask him? Or should we just ask him?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, you can if you want to.
And guess what? It's super easy to do that right now because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Elena. I just feel a little embarrassed because she's right. I've been hard to make plans, but it's just been very busy. And my checking in, you know, Elena, those three messages that I left at that because I didn't want to bother you was not to make plans, but just to, like, say hey and see what you're doing because, you know, the next couple of weeks is just really tough.
So you're not in a relationship?
No. Here's the deal. I didn't make a move and I was nervous because I was waiting to tell you that I'm in an open relationship and wanted to feel this thing out before I sprung that on you to see if you would even be interested in being with a guy in an open relationship.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Okay.
You could have told us that at the beginning.
You probably should have told her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You should have told her.
You should have told me that from the beginning because we've been talking for a while and we've been on two dates and there was plenty of time for you to tell me this because it could have been a deal breaker. It is a deal breaker for me. I don't want to be with someone who's in an open relationship. I want an exclusive relationship.
Yeah,
and I do appreciate you not like making a move on me because of that, but I didn't know why.
Well, and the reason, honestly, that I had trouble making a third date plan was you ate the goldfish in the pantry. And my girlfriend was like, who ate these? And I had to explain this whole thing if we had our date at the place, but it's not a big deal. And like,
no way.
I'm still dealing with that.
Elena, did you not see, like, could you not tell that a girl lived there?
I couldn't, like, there wasn't anything specific, like no pictures or anything, obviously, but I had a feeling. I just didn't know what the situation was.
So you didn't go in their bedroom?
No, like I didn't go into his bedroom.
Can you see, though, that that's kind of wasting people's time?
Yeah, I get that.
Elena, would you like to go on another date with Josh? We'll pay for it.
Josh, I think you're great. I'm not interested in seeing you again.
Well, if you know, things change, I'll let you know, and you let me know, and hope to see you around.
Aww. Well, it stands true. All the good ones are taken.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.